Welcome to KNEO Radio Podcast. KNEO Radio AM and FM Radio Podcast covering the heart of Texas and the Northwest Hill Country, including McCullough, Mason, Menard, Concho, San Saba, and portions of Brown and Llano counties. KNEO Radio is your podcast to hear interviews with special guests, local news, events, agriculture, and community affairs. For more KNEO Podcast, visit KNEOradio.com. KNEO Radio Podcast, making a difference.
What happened with the Brady Independent School District? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great.
Well, first things first, have the oath of office to the new, to the board members, not the new board.
The board invited Will Inger to join us there with the school board. As far as the school board, he'll be a great school board member for us, so we're glad to have him on board. We also had reorganization of the board last night. We have a new board president. That'll be Reed Williams, who took that spot. Mm-hmm. Our vice president will be Kobe Huffman. And then secretary will be Connie Locklear.
All right. And so that's where we stand as we get started for the next organization.
Yes, sir.
Talking about, you start off with the budget. How's that process look?
Well, you know what? It looks good. We first started off the meeting with a budget workshop, and right now, Lynn, the budget looks. We have a balanced budget right now, which is great.
It's always
in June.
Good. Yeah.
So we'll wait for the next couple of months to play out, and hopefully, still hold on to that as a few things change going into August. So we really feel good about the school budget.
The other items on the agenda that you talked about tonight. Last night?
Some of them are normal things that we do during this time of the year. Again, approving state materials for textbooks, instructional materials that we have in the district. The District of Innovation Plan, we had an amendment to it last night. And again, our District of Innovation gives us flexibility to give us some flexibility on some of the laws, like contracts and also teacher certification. So that is one area that we worked on, teacher certification, and if we could have a little bit of flexibility there with hiring, because right now it's hard to find teachers. And so with this particular amendment, anyone who has a degree in seeking certification, anyone who has a bachelor's degree seeking a certification that would fit for us, we'd be able to hire those individuals and help them get certified to be a teacher. Now, we're in good shape right now as far as personnel. I think we have one position that we need to hire at the high school. But other than that, all the positions are filled. So we're pleased at this particular
moment. At this point in time, that sounds pretty good.
We also looked at, made some adjustments to our stipend list at the district. Again, after a year of looking and seeing some of the jobs that some of our folks do, some of those need to be adjusted, upward. So we made some adjustments there. Interlocal agreement, that is another thing with loan. We had interlocal agreement that the board discussed, and that's for transportation for loan to come into a safe spot here in the district at Richards Park. And so the board approved it moving forward. Again, loan's a good neighbor of ours, and so they're coming in, and they'll have a spot to pick their kids up at.
Okay, very good.
We also talked about school safety down at the bottom. That's another big ticket item.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yes,
it is a big item.
We've been visiting. When I say we, superintendents in the area, Region 15, have been visiting once a week, and that is one of our topics for discussion. Just to see what we're doing as far as reviewing our plans, for our district, for our districts, and. That's a big deal. We've also met with, talking about Brady, Mr. Sweeney, the assistant superintendent, and I met with the sheriff and the police department as well as EMS last week during a meeting to talk about emergency operations plans, and that we're tentatively, scheduling an active shooter drill, sometime, in August. We'll see how all our schedules work together. But it gives us an opportunity to practice, let them practice what they do, and then give the school an opportunity to practice, how we bring in transportation, how do we react to that. So,
are you taking any specific steps in trying to sort of improve the security, safety of the schools, those sorts of things?
Yes, we've Well, at this point, we've gone through and we've looked at our buildings to see, you know, which are some of the vulnerable spots, you know, in the district. So we're trying to shore those up and make sure that that we take care of that. We've also talked about things that we need to do once kids come back to school and teachers about allowing, again, we're a small community, about allowing people into our buildings if they see, especially our younger kiddos, if they see an adult at one of our doors, you know, we don't do that. Or if there's a door propped open, we make sure teachers, we shut our doors on the exterior part of the building. And so some things that we have going there. Also getting, we've updated this past year our camera systems for the school district. And we're working on high school. High school's our last campus left. And so we'll get it taken care of. Also thinking about other operational things, like intercom systems. How do they work outside if we had students outside the building, whether it's at the playground or athletics? How do we adjust for that? So, yes, we've been putting a close eye to those things to see what we can do as a district.
Well, I would imagine there's a whole new list of things that you've been looking at this summer that you hadn't thought about before.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. And there's always something out there.
So how do you feel about it, the whole process right now?
Yeah, I feel pretty confident. Okay. I feel pretty confident about, you know, some of the things that we've currently have done, you know, for our schools, like getting the SRO, you know, in the district, getting the secure vestibules, you know, in the district. The board had a couple of years ago had in their remodeling project had put those in to the front buildings, the front of our building. So if you walk into any of our buildings, you're stopped. You cannot go any further than that, not unless you're buzzed in. Or someone escorts you, you know, to the office. So I feel good about those. Yes, sir.
You have that at both all three schools.
All three campuses. We also have what's called Raptor Wear, where we check in visitors who come to the school to make sure that there's no issues there.
Right.
And again, looking at, you know, there's some things we'll have to tweak along the way, but I feel pretty confident we're heading in the right direction. Okay. You know, thinking about budget as we begin to work through it. We talked about, again, on the list, we talked about school safety. One of the things that I've been working with the police department with or talked to them about is that if we could work in our budget, and again, as we're looking good right now, but if we get down to the August to hopefully set aside some additional funds for, we currently have an SRO, you know, on our campus, but to set aside additional funds to have an off-duty officer, you know, come in throughout the week at a different campus. That way we'd have two officers, you know, in the district, you know, at our campuses. So that's something that we're looking at as an idea. Again, it's very tentative, but Chief Thomas, great guy, is definitely, he said he'll do anything he can to help us out. That's some of the things that we're looking at.
Okay, very good.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate it. I know the school board is going to be going to a conference on excellence. That sounds like a great idea.
Right. It's wonderful. So we'll have a conference in Fredericksburg next month. And what I love about that conference is that it's all Region 15 schools, so small rural schools. So we can talk about things that are common to us in these small communities. So we will we'll definitely go and hopefully have a great time there.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Learn a lot.
Thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcasts, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.